Okay, it is sad girl hour. I haven't been a girl in a while, but that's what it feels like. It is 10:41. I'm coming off of a high. I feel sad because, long story short, is a lot of things that happened 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, are coming full circle. And what I like to do is just kind of analyze what got me there and how it snowballed. One of which is just this ongoing, not ongoing saga that is people who treat my life as a revolving door, coming in and going as they please. And there are friendships that are like this. Granted, that's okay. There are even, unfortunately, family members in my life. Okay, we're seeing a pattern as we're speaking. And this sort of happened with a subreddit I was a part of. I am not ashamed of the level of eroticism that I explored. I was coming to the end of my 20s and really using it as an escape, and it was fulfilling a lot of a void in my life at the time. It was dating, but it was just not going anywhere. And the subreddit offered a fantasy, requesting and creating audio. And again, it was a beautiful time for exploration, and I know that I'm gonna look back when I'm old as shit and just being grateful that I was, I don't know, that I allowed myself to explore my sexuality, whatever that was. Whew, that is to dance around the subject of getting attached to somebody. And as I'm saying this out loud, like, part of me wants to post it and part of me says no, like, hide this weirdly shameful secret that you've had and held on to and only like a handful of people in your life know about. But it fucked me up. Because that's the fucking truth. I laughed to cope, but in actuality, it fucked me up because there was this just high that I got, this heart thrumming high I got out of it. And I'm no stranger to dating online, and I'm definitely no stranger to dating in person and sort of being the person who's more forward and asking said person out. But that is to say that I discovered the subreddit that just sort of was a safe space to hold on to my anonymity and, like I said, explore. And the side of hedonism that I don't think people, society really talks about or the shames us into or expect of. I grew up super strict Catholic, so believe me when I tell you that this repression is on a whole nother level. So, right, this is mostly a story about me, but it can't not happen without him. There's no just one side of the story, but ooh. I got a message 4 or 5 years ago about one of my audios, and it was weirdly flirty, and it was one of the first personal, like, inbox message that I got. And I was like, oh, that's sweet. And kind of thought nothing of it and moved on. Because listen, when I tell you, I've been on the internet a long time since AOL days. So people's inappropriately saying stuff or being flirty is something that I never really given much thought to. It wasn't something that I automatically jumped to, like, oh my God, this person is in love with me kind of thing. Never. No. So as the days and weeks and months progress, and you know, we're all just posting things and getting feedback and kind of, quite frankly, building a community really quickly, because when you hear somebody moan or scream or come, like, you kind of get attacked. Friendship wise, you kind of like that's it. You know, you've sort of seen some of the most intimate, vulnerable parts of each other, that those boundaries that you put into place when you're just making friends normally, they're not really there anymore. That mystery of what somebody sounds like when they are aroused or like that's gone, right? So eventually I am part of the community and in the group chats, but not really kind of jumping so much into like the sex parties that are happening online. Like, take that with what you want, right? But I am having like conversations here and there, and of course, like having phone sex and Skype sex, like, duh, that's what you do in this community, and thinking nothing of it, and it's just really casual and fun and kind of scary and like weirdly intimate. So, of course, naturally, start speaking to him, and we just talk and flirt and sometimes have Skype sex, or sometimes like send each other intimate messages back and forth. And again, that is a given. Like, this isn't exactly the first way I've gotten sexual online or have explored my sexuality. I think the way you explore your sexuality in your 20s versus like in your teens is really different, because at that point in your 20s, some of us already kind of have experience. So we just kind of take who we are as a sexual person, maybe things that we don't get to act out as much, and put it online with a bunch of other people who are just as horny and curious as you. So we talk and flirt, and pretty soon those messages become fairly consistent, day in and day out. And the days that you don't hear from him, the first time you notice that, there's this tiny, tiny little ache. And you're kind of like, oh, okay. And you don't think anything of it. And then he comes back and it's like, oh, wow, relief. And then it happens again. And this time it's 3 days. And that, like, first message after not hearing back from somebody that you're sort of like getting that tingly feeling when you talk to them, like you're starting to like them, is like this dopamine hit, like, and glitter. So that's when I think I started reading within myself. I'm not young at this point. I'm like 26 going on 27. So this isn't exactly like new dating territory for me. This is me recognizing that, uh-oh, like I'm kind of developing feelings for this guy, and whatever we're doing needs to kind of halt, because I am like in my real life, I'm actually like dating and stuff and trying to figure that out. So I schedule the call and I tell him like, hey, we gotta talk. And it's an, it's like it's the last thing you want to hear when you're in sort of like a, it's not a sex cult, but you it's the last thing you want to hear with somebody you're casually being intimate with. So I get it out and I'm shaking. I don't know if you could hear it in my voice. I doubt it, but I was terrified. I was terrified of losing a friend, because I know when one person starts developing feelings for another person, it just changes. And the worst part is having somebody you really admire or like avoiding you, which he was starting to do regardless, but we'll get to that. So the conversation goes really well, but it's basically kind of like, yo, girl, like, we're too far apart to do that. And so, while I am sad, I understand, because I know we're not. In 2007, 2008, I had broken up with somebody that I had been in a long distance relationship with. So I was by no means trying to get into one again. That was not on the radar. So logic and my feelings were not in alignment whatsoever. Like, I was saying one thing and completely doing and feeling something completely different. So from then on out, oh God, it was kind of like a breakup where you guys aren't quite physically unmeshed yet. So we would chat and he'd get cuddly. And Becca, how does he get cuddly? Well, when they start talking about the things that they would do to you, and it was lovely and it was sweet. And the attention when you're working too many fucking jobs, that like little bit of male attention, oh my God, it was addicting. It was addicting. And it would be a conversation that flowed with you. Like, I'd be on break at work and get that message and just feel my heart, the gunk. And the thing is, while I dated, I been dating, dating, quote unquote. But you know, I'm not a stranger to relationships or dating in real life. But when you had sort of this ongoing piece, almost missing, this conversation going on in your life throughout the day, that shit is addicting. It is addicting. So then it kind of happens where you go from talking every single day to sending the two messages and then not hearing back, or knowing that they read your message, or like looking up on WhatsApp like to see if like the little arrows, what the fuck that means. Like it got that bad. And what was nauseating was I would post on Snapchat, he'd watch my Snapchats but wouldn't talk to me, and it felt so defeating. It felt so like subsurface and empty and like, oh, petty. I want to say shallow, just fucking shallow, because I'm not that girl. I'm not her. Whatever the fuck that means. But in my head, I'm like, I'm not this like weird jealous friend, you know? Like, I should be cool with this. And I fucking was not. And I would fuck everybody. I. This is just being honest, but I would literally screw anybody to not think about him. And the one night I knew it went too far was in 2000, and fuck, it's been too fucking long for this shit. But maybe 2017. Oh shit, I don't remember. Anyway, I had a friends with benefits, and this was probably the second or third hookup that we had had, and he was a nice guy, but yeah. In order to finish, I would close my eyes and I just think of this guy. Like, and that wish, that fantasy shit, like, took for fucking ever to unglue, untie, like, get it out of my body, because I wanted it so badly. Oh my God. And it's, again, I am a cerebral kind of person. I think before I leap, or I look before I leap, literally, but think it out and overanalyze. I'm an analytical person, which is the reason why I am in the field that I'm in. So naturally, at this point, it was sort of like it had gone from hearing every day to maybe once a week to once every month or 3 months. It was fucking agonizing. It was agonizing because I didn't want to be the person to always start the conversation first. And I was afraid of coming off clingy. I was afraid. I was afraid. And every single thing I was afraid of came true with this person. I was afraid that they were secretly in a relationship. Bada boom, bada bing. Guess what? He's living with the person he's in love with, but also, quote unquote, like, just friends. Nah, bitch. Like, they had been in love forever since kids. And I remember cracking one night and messaging him and saying like, I miss you. Like, yeah, I know. Me, bleh. So me going, hey, I miss you, and him going, oh, I'm having breakfast at my friend's place. Holy shit. Okay, so that I wish I didn't remember it like documentary style, but this is, okay, so that happened. It was at a friend's house, blah blah blah. Again, not hearing from him a while, and then I'm on a trip to California with a friend and her brother and sister, and it's beautiful, and we're having this cross, you know, down the coast trip, having a beautiful time. I don't hear from him. I go onto the subreddit. There is a collaboration post with him and a girl he had hooked up When I tell you, I feel like I heard my heart breaking, because knowing whatever had led up to that, or how many conversations have led up to that while he was also talking to me, was crushing. It was crushing. And he, like, of course he had moved on. Of course he had, like, met up with, like, of course, right? It's pretty on brand for the kind of guy this guy is. Because he's living his life and I'm living my life, but it's just in some fucking weird fashion, I have this attachment. And I see the collaboration I go we had a pit stop somewhere in California to get to just rest, and I just go into the bathroom and I just cry. I just cry my little fucking heart out because I'm not a victim in this, by the by. Like, we've kind of had that conversation, like, yo, we're just friends, we got to chill because I like you like me, blah. That didn't stop this guy from living his best life, just balls deep in every girl he could find. So, good Lord. I'm at the gas station and just crying because, like, in my head, I'm like, this is it. Like, you gotta, girl, you gotta let go. Like, of course, of course it's gonna happen. So that was like another one of my fears of happening is you find somebody else on GWA and they get together. Woof. Okay. So cool. That happens. I'm like, you know what? Superpower mode. I'm not gonna ruin this trip. We're gonna enjoy it. But like in the back of my mind, I'm like revenge and also, fuck you, but like, how could you? And again, no ownership over this guy, but it's just like I had gone so attached. So, that same trip, I met up with somebody from the same subreddit. Nothing happened. It was just a beautiful, lovely day. But again, like thinking about man over here, and I think when you're feeling petty, when you're feeling just low, when you're feeling just so sad, you kind of, nobody talks about it, but you kind of imagine that, like, I'm sorry talk, the cozy, like, I'm sorry talk. And mind you, like, that'll fucking literally never happen, but I wanted it. And I wanted this person who didn't want me back. And I'm like, all right, cool. Like, we're gonna just keep moving forward. So we move forward. Whew. I know I skipped some things, but please take it for a grain of salt. Then one summer, the summer after this, I get a me random message saying, something, I had a dream about you, and I lost it. I was like, oh, really, motherfucker? Like, this is, you're gonna act like a fuckboy? I kind of went off on him, and that kind of made him scuttle back under the ground. And there are times where you have feelings for people that it just brings out the fucking worst in you, because it's not just one person, it's both parties that are just antagonizing each other. And every message I would get, it would be something that would just catapult me into overanalyzing and obsessing over it, and like secretly just enjoying it and also being disgusted with myself that I did enjoy it so much, because it's not, again, it's not like I don't get attention in real life. It's just attention from him. Yeah. So, yeah, I didn't message him after that. I think I switched phones and I did everything to lose his number, block him on everything, delete him, get him off of LinkedIn, get him off of Skype, get him off of Snapchat, get him off of everything so I don't obsess or reach out. But I know in my heart, like, that's to this day sometimes, like, that's what I look for, and I know it's not there. And that's it. That's just kind of been this whole situationship, as it were. Is that he was never there and was never going to be there, but there was this the most faint dotted outline of what could have been. All of that is just as addicting as the fucking real thing. And I remember there was a trip to Pike Place Market. I was with my grandmother and I got the little WhatsApp ding. And my heart just like a bunch of pigeons taking off, just blah, 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 blah. And it said, I miss you. And it meant everything. I just looked at it and I stared at it and reread it and reread it and re like just held it to my chest, and it was just so lovely. It was just so lovely. And then it wasn't because I would probably get four more messages and then again not hear from him. And you're probably thinking, like, why didn't you just block him? Why didn't you just block him on WhatsApp? And the true answer I'm not supposed to tell you is that there was always that hope that he'd come back, in every which way. I have always been the type of person who's been able to manifest things from something that's kind of like a dream to a reality. I did it with my job, I did it with this apartment, I did it with my car. I think like I think of something and then I work really fucking hard to get it. And I know how maybe scary that sounds, but I don't ever force people to feel something for me. They don't. I don't reach out and I don't chase. I want to chase. I want to chase so bad. And my pride has never allowed me to do this. I've wanted to chase every single time. And I don't. And I hold it back because what kills me is how much. Ooh, I'm not doing that. How much I think people enjoy my attention and then don't realize how devastating it is, when they go away. So that is to say that I can recognize danger a mile away, but I think it's hard when it is something that is in such a gray area because I thought I was being the bigger person by admitting my feelings so we could just like get over it, right? And the thing is with feelings, with emotions, with attachment for me, it has always been, and I have such a difficult time admitting to, is that I can't think them away. I want to. I really want to. I've always wanted to. And like I don't work that way. And it would be a lie to say like my heart doesn't flutter when I see like older posts, you know, from those 4 to 5 years ago. Or the times before I deleted everything, like video, audio, pictures, I deleted everything. And I'm telling you how hard that was to delete that because I know I would look at it or sometimes like pretend it wasn't there and then quote unquote like accidentally scroll down and run into this photo. And it would just make my heart stammer so loudly. And that scared me because I've never felt that strongly since maybe my first love, like ever since David. So I wish I could tell you that it ends there, but it doesn't. In 2000 and dates don't make sense. 2000. Okay, 2020, 2020. All right, so maybe like 2016, 2017. Let's go with that. Cool. Somehow we're just talking again because he says, "Hey," I says, "Hey," and in my head I'm like, "I'm over this. Like this is passé. This is like old hat. Blah. I'm so mature." Ugh, siren. Okay, so fast forward. I'm going to Dublin, Ireland, and we're talking at this point. I think at this point we're a lot better at just keeping it platonic. I think. So I say I'm going to Dublin, Ireland. He says, "Send me your itinerary," and I did. Doing that. Sort of fake, like apologetic American, like, oh no, there's no obligation. But in my head, in my heart, a fucking lie. An absolute just lie. So the day before I'm supposed to leave, and I'm not going alone, I'm going with my aunt, but the day before I'm supposed to leave, I message him and saying like, hey, is this gonna be still a thing? I haven't heard from you. Silence. Silence. Oh, I can't make it. There is a thing with work. And the song during this time that stuck with me was As the World Falls Down. I'll explain later because I know that sounds like so dramatic, but listen, this whole fucking thing is dramatic, so just ride with me on this, okay? I'm crushed. I am crushed because I was ready. I was ready to just face this fear and see him, and I was also like pretty fit at this time, to be honest. I was working out. I was tight at this point, and I was mad because I'm like, he doesn't get to see me hot. Okay, all right. So I laugh to cope. I laugh to cope. Like, I'm trying to think if I'm even if this story is something that I should post because it's finally the truth, but it's also like, hey, here's my big squishy stupid heart. All right, so Dublin, Ireland. Where am I at this point? We were at a hotel. Right as we had pulled up, there was a rally that we accidentally were in. It was hilarious, but moving on. At that point in time, it was 6 o'clock the day we were supposed to meet, and he told me he wasn't coming, and I just put my phone away and I went down to the pub that was, oh gosh, like not even a quarter of a mile away. It was hella close. So I just, with a fucking vengeance and my card, with a vengeance, my card, I was like, I'm gonna drink. So I get to this old pub. Honestly, I love it. I wanna go back. It was sweet. And it's just me. Some fucking men in their 50s, me drinking it up. There was like a Swedish bachelor party going on to my right, and these guys were sweet and just talking to me in Swedish. And I'm like, of me being me, I'm naturally like, word? Oh shit. Yeah, no. Pretending like I know Swedish because I could not understand a lick of what they were saying, but they were sweet and offered me a pint, and I said, I'm good. It was also a karaoke bar, and so my aunt was passed out at this point, and I sang my heart out. I sang my heart out that night. I was so drunk. I was spilling shit on myself, but I was just like, ha, I showed you. Look how fucking drunk I am. Was really proud. I didn't text him. Yeah, I sang Beatles songs, like, pew, 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 in my life, and oh God, I was just, oh, we were singing. So the rest of the trip is honestly, I let myself be sad for like an hour in the car, and I finally told my aunt. I finally told somebody what was going on, and that is to say, my best friend kind of knew. Jamie definitely knew after she had seen me crying in the back of the car on this road trip that we were going on with all our fam. Like, it was embarrassing and humbling, and I don't know. I felt like a brat. I felt like I was a little bratty little girl that didn't get her way. And so, okay. No more of that. So, back to Ireland. I get drunk and I made a promise to myself that the rest of that trip would be fucking amazing, and it was. It was beautiful and life-changing, and I don't know. Second to Wyoming, of all places, it was one of those places I'd never been to before that felt like home. It was old and gentle and welcoming, and I remember towards the end of the trip, we were kind of like past Kilkenny, and by one of the castles, sort of by the beach, by the sand, I buried some of my stones. I buried some of these stones that I'd held on to that I think I had felt like I put so much energy and worry and anxiety into and buried them there, which in hindsight, I wonder if is disrespectful, but you get it. So one day I'll be back, maybe dig up those rocks, see if they're there. Okay. So that happens. That happens. It was crushing. Yada, yada, yada. We move forward. So I graduate college. I. Da-da-da-da. Moving forward. Clap, 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 clap. So this time I'm now at a pretty big tech company. I hadn't thought about him for years. God, that's a lie too. I hadn't thought about him for months. And they say for me, when I know I've gotten over somebody is when I don't look for them in a crowd. And I know that's kind of wild given how far away this human was, but you get it. When you sort of leave an open door in your life, you're always going to be looking for the person that left but didn't quite close the door. And I know maybe that won't make a sense to a lot of people, but it might to some. So cool. So I get a message in the middle of the night, and for some reason that particular night my sound is on. My sound's never on, but it's on my phone. Cool. I still got you? Okay. My WhatsApp song application notification. There we go. We got there. Is on. And I hear it. And it's probably 2:33 in the morning. And when I tell you I knew exactly who it was in that moment, I know how fucking woo-woo I sound, but I'm telling you, I knew exactly who it was in that moment. He messages me, and I look at it and I read it over and over and over and over, just looking at the number and then the message and then the number and then the message and just like knowing exactly who it is in spite of the fact that this person's contact is not in my phone. I look at it and I read over it and I obsess over it and I'm like, what the fuck? And I just put it away. I'm just like, it's a dream. No, this is for who? It's a dream. It's fine. You know. The next day, I look at it and I reread it and I'm shaking at this point. And by this time, my best friend and I are talking again, and I message her and I said, he's here. And he's in Redmond. And I ask her if she's down to get in the car, wear all black, and go incognito and scope this shit out. And she's like, fuck yeah. And then we can get tacos after. So, oh shit. Okay. And so we go and we drive around the Microsoft campus and scout. And I don't mean scout for like 10 minutes. I'm saying scout for like a full hour. And at the end of us scouting, we get to Taqueria El Rinconcito, right? Because it's like the most delicious taquitos here in Washington State. But regardless, at the end, when we get to the taco and I get my food and I sit down, is when I get the message from him saying, you know, I'm off work. You're interested. And I can't do it. I can't do it. Like, I don't trust myself. I don't trust myself to say the right thing. I don't trust myself not to fucking fall apart. I don't trust myself to, like, when you look at my face, I don't have a poker face. I literally wear what I feel on my face and on my sleeve, and I know how weird that sounds. But when I'm disappointed, it shows up. When I'm mad, it shows up. When I'm sad, or worse, if I wanted to cry, that would look just right on my face. So, there's a little bit of back and forth, but I make myself seem unavailable. A lie. I'm very available. I'm literally in the same town. I'm probably a good 10 miles away. And then that goes by. And there is that little bit of like, ah, we could have caught him. And I know that's not the case. The Microsoft campus is huge. Of course, it's not going to happen. So I let it ride. And that Sunday, I was by day one in downtown Seattle. If you know where that is, it's sort of by the Shake Shack. My aunt and I are going there, and it's got probably like a good, good 35-40 minute walk. And he messages me while we're in line at Shake Shack that he's at the Space Needle. I'm less than 10 miles away at this point. And I just reread it, and I look up at the Space Needle as we're texting back and forth, and I just think, like, what if I just showed up? What if I just pulled up? Because I was looking cute that day, but it was also pouring. So Seattle was really showing her best. But I thought to myself, and the fantasy that I've had that I, again, hate admitting, but like, fuck it, right? The fantasy I've had is like him coming out of the Space Needle sort of gift shop, and I'm right there. And happy, I don't know. Just like judgy, who knows? Like, hey, we have a ton of history together where I've been just heartbroken over you, and you've just been kind of zipping in and out of my life and enjoying just all the fruits. So there's that, right? Ugh. Ugh, to be sexually progressive, but also like, ugh, gross. Okay, so not the sex part, not the him having sex part, the me caring that he's, you get it, right? You get what I'm saying? So embarrassing. Like, hi, I've liked somebody for 5 years. Okay, so that's the fantasy I've had, is him getting off of the Space Needle, and I'm there, and I'm like, bitch, no. I'm like, hey, like, yeah, that'd be a good like opener. Hey, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. And that's cowardice. I don't know if it's just knowing that the mystery would be gone. I don't know. So the next day we're just sort of texting back and forth as I'm painting, and he's well on his way home. And that's that. What's that? I haven't heard from him since June of last year. And there's always gonna be that hope that whatever type of media I put out, whether it's art or YouTube or SoundCloud, whatever, that he'll kind of find it and know how I feel. But I've never really, besides the one night of admitting my feelings for him and sort of going off on him about being coming to me that he had a dream about me. Ugh, guys, stop doing that. I never told him how I felt. I said I was disappointed, but I don't know. I wanted to stay friends, but like I said, my feelings got in the way, and the worst part is that one of my married friends told me that I love. She says, you'll always have that partner that you're with, right? But the people that hurt you or maybe it didn't go the way you thought, that will always hurt. And this situationship hurt and also felt good. And weirdly, like, it's hard enough for me to get close to people like that, to open up like that, to feel like somebody's on the same, at least somewhat similar intellectual spectrum as you. And that's it. That'll be my really lame, almost story about all the really weirdly loud Skype sex I had with this person. And even that wasn't all that much. So that's just kind of goes to say how powerful the idea of somebody can have you swooning, but it's a lot of the energy that you give yourself. So the best that you can do, like the big person thing to say is like, I wish him well, then I send him off. But I've done that so many times. The amount of cord cutting, oh my God. Oh my God. Guys, I know, again, the woo-woo shit, right? You don't want to hear about the witch shit, but I'm telling you the amount of cord cutting that I've done and done and time and time and time again to release this person so I don't, like, try to project the feelings I had for this person onto somebody else. This shit is real. So, that's it. That's the story. That's the whole honest story. And maybe you kind of think to yourself when you don't hear from that kind of person, like, maybe this is it, like, maybe this is the last time. And I remember that, looking at my Snapchat views, like, seeing that he wasn't watching anymore, and that was like, it felt like we had just said goodbye so many different ways that I was done. And I can't sit here or lay here. I'm laying in my bed, right? It's a school night and I'm awake. I can't lay here and tell you that I wouldn't be so excited to get a message from him. That's the truth. That's the sickening truth that in a lot of ways I do this to myself. But the truth of the matter is that we're all going to get older and maybe have lots of babies or get married or not to each other. I'm saying like separate lives, right? That's just it. And that, I guess, like, I wish I could just give people the heads up you're going to have situationships or the almost, and the almost are, they're pretty excruciating. So that's my story. And two things. I've never met this person in person. This isn't a catfish situation. This is more or less like distance. And secondly, if I do post this, dear God, just hang in there. And if you did hang in there, because probably got to this point, just know, I'm trying. I'm really trying and failing every day. But that's it. That's everything, I think. Oh, okay. Hey, stick with me, please. One more thing. I did stop being friends with somebody because of him. Not blaming him, but because of my feelings towards him. It's really kindergarten, but she was flirting with him, and I know flirting is just flirting. I know it's just flirting, but I was jealous. And while she wasn't a great friend, she was really talented and really nice. And while it is kind of scummy to flirt with somebody that you know your friend has feelings for, it shouldn't have been so personal. I shouldn't have taken it so personal. But I did. So, I doubt you'll ever, ever hear this, Ashley.
I am so sorry. It must have broken your heart to have somebody just not be friends with you because of a harmless flirt. So I'm sorry. Okay. Alright. That's it. That's all of it. Fucking feelings are gross. Alright, peace.